a good spot.
À l'ensemble de la nation québécoise. Nous devons agir avec force pour freiner la pandémie. Seuls les services essentiels demeurent offerts. Les rassemblements sont interdits. Il est défendu de quitter son domicile entre 20h et 5h le matin. Respectons le confinement et le couvre-feu pour éviter d'être infecté par le virus de la COVID-19. Pour protéger les travailleurs de la santé, nos proches et nos aînés. Car l'important, c'est la santé. Pour plus d'informations, visitez québec.ca/confinement. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Good evening. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel The Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. To get tonight's program started off, and in honor of Black History Month, here is Nina Simone playing Backlash Blues live at Montreux in 1976.
Like Odetta said last night, if you don't get loose now, you better forget it, 'cause you ain't got much time. None of us do. I think the Rolling Stones say we got 5 years. Tries to find a little job to earn a little cash. All you got to offer her is your stupid, same, stupid old mean backlash. But the world is big. I saw it big and bright and round. And it's full of other folks like me who are Japanese, black, and beige and brown. Oh, Mr. Backlash, you're not the only one. That's what you've been thinking. I'm gonna leave ya. I'm gonna leave ya. I'm gonna leave you with the blues. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
told me many months before. He said, Nina, I know it's been hard for you, baby. I know how hard it's been for you. They never wanted to accept you. Blah! You see that brother down there looking up the ceiling? And white, they're easier. But the blacks, never, never. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you the truth tonight. He said, Nina, keep on working till they open up the door. You know who you are, and you know you either been here or you never been here before. Don't make no difference. And when they open up the door, make sure you tell them where it's at, so they'll have no other place to hide behind all them strange hats.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:06 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I'm your host for the next couple of hours, Vishal Ramakrishnan, playing you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. For those of you who are just tuning in partway through that last track, that was Nina Simone, of course, playing one of my favorite tunes of hers, Backlash Blues, live at Montreux in 1976, and we played it now just in commemoration of Black History Month. Now, I just want to say a few words about Black History Month here on the program, because I always try to make sure I remind myself as well as of all you listeners out there that here on Hotel the Blues, basically, implicitly, or whether we explicitly say it or not, every month, every program, every show commemorates black music, because at its core, by and part and in large, the blues is a black art. And we've talked a lot on the program about the history of that black art, from the sounds that came out of the South to all the way to the great migrations up north to Chicago and Detroit and this electric blues sounds that would come from there. And I think it's really important that we, once again, on Black History Month, recognize, right, especially in the blues context, the big part that black artists have had in the blues, considering that they kind of single-handedly authored most of the genre by themselves. And from the historical and painful circumstances from which that genre emerges. But also, as we stated in our Martin Luther King episode a while ago, the triumphant nature of the sounds that are coming out of this music. So that's not just categorized strictly by suffering. But it also puts in perspective for people like myself who are not black, but also for artists, white artists, and non-black artists who play the blues, you know, that there is this baggage and there's this kind of commitment and responsibility that comes with playing the blues. And that particularly entails about putting black artists and their voices at the forefront, you know. But also, as Nina Simone has so eloquently demonstrated the last track, that we can't be silent when anti-black violence and racism takes place in our communities to this very day and stems from these deeper systemic racisms that have long histories, which we've also discussed on this program. And so, just to kind of tie it all back together, it kind of, Black History Month, it should be a time for us as artists, musicians, and listeners to reflect on the immense significance musically and politically and on almost all fields, in all fields, that is, how the immense significance black lives have had in making the world that we have today a little bit of a better place, but also the responsibility we all have into ensuring and fighting against anti-black racism and oppression all around in our communities themselves. So sorry for that little bit of a, I hope that wasn't a bit too convoluted, but that's, I just wanted to get that out there and just get that on people's minds as we listen to this week's programs, but also every time we listen to this program, because let's face it, more than, I think at least 75% of our content here on Hotel the Blues is black, are black artists. So just so we all have that little bit of respect and that kind of cognition and that understanding of what goes behind it, but also the responsibility that comes with listening and playing this music. Now, without further ado, to keep the tunes rolling here on Hotel the Blues, here's Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson playing Somebody Have Mercy. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Somebody have mercy. Tell me what is wrong with me. Lord have mercy now. Somebody have mercy. Tell me what is wrong with me. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know how I stand. Things these women do to me. Yes, I'm standing wondering, baby. Well, a matchbox hold my throat. Yes, I am. Standing wondering, baby. Well, a matchbox hold my throat. Yeah. I got a long way to get there. And I got a short time to go. Now sing this song for me now, yeah. 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 Lord have mercy now. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's all right. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah. Matchbox hold my throat. Yes, I am. Standing wondering, baby. Well, a matchbox hold my throat. Lord have mercy now. I got a long way to get there. And I got a short time to go. Now sing this song for me now, yeah. 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 Lord have mercy now.
You know the rats and mean in my kitchen. I have all of me a mountain cat. I angel. I'm gonna call a 42 squad car for protect me in my home. I'm gonna call a 42 squad car for protect me in my home.
Oh, how I'm suffering in my mind. Oh, you keep me worried, Lord, all the time. I try to smile with my friends all day, but nothing I do can ease my suffering mind. It hurts me so bad to be losing the one I love. I cry and pray to the good Lord up above. But where can I find someone that can ease off my suffering mind? Any window, you know that you will find that life means nothing to you, baby. Lord, when you have a worried mind, so forgive me for what I do, 'cause I just live on with a suffering mind.
Welcome back. Just to recap the last couple of tracks you just heard in that set. That was Rats in My Kitchen by Sleepy John Estes, I think. I think that's how you pronounce it. That was two tracks ago. And that was actually recorded way back in 1952. And it was originally a demo tape done at Sun Records back then. And it was never released, but it was released on compilation albums decades later. What you just recently heard, that was Guitar Slim playing Suffering Mind. Now, he's a really interesting kind of guy. Now, besides the fact that he's pretty far out from, for his time, right, playing his guitar at all the volume knobs and gain and everything turned up way, way up to 10, this dude had one heck of a stage performance, man. Holy. Even though we don't have very many pictures of him or any live recordings, he never went on TV. From what we have from eyewitness accounts from very reputable sources, including Buddy Guy. Buddy Guy actually has a little, there's a YouTube video on it up on the internet, so you should definitely check that out about Buddy Guy talking about Guitar Slim. He talks about how, you know, Buddy Guy, he's like, yeah, I've seen B.B. King by this point. I've seen Big Joe Turner. You know, I've seen all these big names and stuff. So I'm waiting for Guitar Slim to come on, right? And he was like, I'm waiting for him to come on. And he's like, I can't see this guy. But then suddenly Guitar Slim comes on stage riding on the back of this other dude, right? And he's all decked out in this completely red suit, right? Like a red proper like suit with red shoes and everything and red hair and sorry, white shoes and red hair. Like he dyed his hair all red. So this dude was really far out. Not the Leeds Buddy guy to say, you know, I wish I could play guitar like BB King, but I want to perform like a Guitar Slim. But this dude has one heck of a stage. There's several other cases of other discussions about Guitar Slim and his kind of style of doing showmanship. Like one account, he said that it said that he actually changed the color of his shoes every performance. And as you probably know, it's kind of hard to change the color of your shoes when you've got a few pairs of shoes. So he literally took to actually painting his shoes different colors for different gigs. And sometimes this dude had, like, it's been rumored at least, that he had a 200-foot-long guitar cable. Okay, like a 200-foot-long guitar cable. And he would wait for the beginning of the show, and then he would walk through the audience playing his guitar, get on stage, do the gig. And sometimes, and it's alleged at least, that when he finishes the show, he will walk off stage still playing, you know, and get in the car, still plugged into his amplifier with this big long cable, and drive off still playing. Still, you know, that's pretty crazy cool stuff, you know. And in true fashion, he got most of his, big repute, actually, was down in New Orleans, actually, as a matter of fact. So, you know what, I think we should go down there for the next track with another New Orleans great. Here's Ernie K. Doe playing Tain't It the Truth. Hope you dig.
But now she's gone.
Ain't it the truth?
She loves you. Go on and have a good cry.
Have a good cry.
Say you didn't love her anyway. Go on, tell yourself that lie.
Tell yourself that lie.
Yeah. For now she's gone.
Taint is the truth.
Nobody could tell you. You had to find out for yourself. And I know you see. I'm sorry to sound like such an authority on them, but the same thing has happened to me. She left you.
Tain't it the truth?
Yeah.
Now say what I say.
Yeah.
You know it's the truth.
Yeah.
You know it's the truth. Whoa. Tain't it the truth now.
Yeah.
Every day is the truth. You need somebody.
Yeah. Thank you. I didn't go there to stay, but my soul got so happy, I just stayed there all day. On my way now. Saints was all singing, wash away your sins, on my way now.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial. It should read 9:32 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last couple of tracks you just heard in that set. That was a Climax, two tracks ago that is. That was the Climax Chicago Blues Band playing Everything Is Gonna Be Alright. And after that, of course, we heard from Sister Rosetta Tharpe herself playing On My Way on her crazy awesome Gibson SG. To keep the tunes rolling, because I know I've done a lot of talking over the last beginning part of this program, we're gonna jump right to Fluffy Hunter and her number, My Natural Man. That is NATCHL Man. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
To drive me wild. We fall in your man. up this morning. Blues all around my bed. I woke up this morning, blues all around my bed. I had a dream last night that the woman I loved was dead. Well, I went to the graveyard, fell down on my knees. I went to the graveyard and I fell down on my knees. Well, I asked the grave digger for to give me back my good girl, please.
Welcome back. Time to recap just the last couple of tracks you just heard in that set. That was two tracks ago, Snowing in Chicago, live at Rosa's by Lindsay Alexander. And of course, after that, on the mandolin, that was Carl Martin playing the Gravedigger's Blues. Now, to keep the tunes rolling without further ado, we're going to jump way, way back in time to the 1930s to hear from a washboard band from the Great Depression. And this is the Washboard Rhythm Kings and their number, Please Come On Down to My House.
You a Coca Cola, and you let me play one piece on your grab granola. Please come down to my house, nobody home but me. I say, nobody home but me. You look good on me. Pop I'ma go to buy you a bunch of bananas. If you let me play with pizza on your creepy banana, please come down to my house. There's nobody home but me, I say. Nobody home but me. Mama trying to get so fast. I didn't y'all stop eating, but you know, yes, yes, yes. Please come down to my house, baby. Nobody home, me, I say. Ain't nobody home, but me.
Trouble weighing down like lead, praying to Jesus I don't wake up dead. Saw a man hanging from a cypress tree. I seen the ones who done it, now they're coming after me with a razor in my hand. Got a song in my bones, call it the blues. Running and hiding, did I hear a hound bark? Sleeping by day, moving after dark. Chicago with a heavy load, trying to get to Memphis on a midnight road with a razor in my hand. I don't want to use, got a song in my bones, call it the blues. It's a crime and a shame the way we're living in fear. It's not God's will to keep the black man down with your evil Jim Crow and your sundown towns. With a razor in my hand, people I don't want to use, got a song in my bones. My life.
y'all, and that's a fact. I'm a voodoo child, running wild. Don't you wanna go my way? Just a voodoo child, running wild. They say we're on hell's highway. I became a major folk discovery. Final quarter to the 20th century. Here to the throne of Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll. I was the darling of aficionados. Embrace hip hop modernity. Modernity. No more primitivism. Absurdity. Absurdity. Hate to say I'm too draconian. Draconian. They wanna lock me deep in the Smithsonian. Smithsonian. I'm a voodoo child running wild. Don't you wanna go my way? I'm just a voodoo child running wild. They say we're they say we're on hell's highway.
Welcome back. The time right about now on your dial should read 9:54 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last couple of tracks you heard in that set. Two tracks ago, that was Ernie Bibb playing Delta Gateway, kind of playing for you a bit about the dark and deep origins of the blues and how it's an outlet and kind of a way of triumphing against those ills of the South back in the day, but also in a way to the triumphs and ills and evils of racial discrimination that persists today as well. To keep the tunes rolling, the one you just heard, that was Voodoo Child on Hell's Highway by Chris Thomas King. And as a matter of fact, he's got a new album out, well, relatively new, since we're in the year 2021. His album just came out in the year 2020, titled Angola, named after, of course, the prison in Louisiana, Angola State Prison. And in fact, it's a really cool, really, really cool album. I really wanted to play it on the show, but the problem is that it's a lot of small individual mini tracks of like 1 minute or so. And they kind of got to be listened to in like a one album sitting. You know, it's not the kind of album that you can break up into singles and just pick it apart piece by piece. Even though there are songs on it, I think it's an album that definitely bears listening to, you know, in like kind of a one go kind of fashion, you know. Like, it's the kind of album you got to sit down and listen to, particularly, especially considering the subject matter of the album, which is a regard, which kind of carries the spirit of the Black Lives Matter protests of 2020. And, you know, I think it's also, especially now, here we are in 2021, as a reminder, especially to listen to this album, because I think y'all will dig it, but also as a reminder that, you know, the problems, just because we're in year 2021 doesn't mean that the problems of 2020 or literally the problems of colonialism, racism, and all that have been solved just because we turned another page on the calendar. And it's a really, really great album. It's really well-crafted musically, but also the message is, like, expertly done. So I highly recommend you check that out. That the album is called Angola, A-N-G-O-L-A, by Chris Thomas King. It's on Spotify, but also I think you can listen to some of the tracks individually here on his website at christhomasking.com. So do check it out. It's a really, really rad album. I highly recommend it. Now, to keep the tunes rolling, I got a number for you that's kind of funky, you know. It kind of has this little proto Bo Diddley vibe to it, but it also, for some reason, reminds me of what he called some of the rock, kind of, a little bit reminiscent of the rock steady stuff that was coming out of Jamaica in the 1950s. So it's really, really, really funky one. And it's off the XLO label, so you know it's going to be a guaranteed, an absolute banger. So without further ado, let's talk more blues, as they say, at least on this program. Here they are, the Blues Rockers, playing Calling All Cows on the Farm. Hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. I moved this morning just before day. You better come and get it, we got to give it away. We're gonna give a little milk and give a little cream. Got the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. We're gonna give a little buddy a little margarine. And when you get it, I know that you'll be pleased. Down to the pasture, into the woods. We're gonna get a little something that's mighty good. Last night I heard Papa and my mama say, stop her before she give it all away. If you want a good steak, come and go with me. I know a place to get the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm. Calling all cows up to the barn. When you hear this song, don't be mad at me. I'm just talking about a little milk and cream. I'm just talking about a little milk and cream. I'm just talking about a little milk and cream.
There's a house on my block that's abandoned and cold. Folks moved out of it a long time ago. They took all their things and they never came back. It looks like it's haunted with the windows all cracked. Everyone calls it the house where nobody lives. Once it held laughter, and once it held dreams, did they throw it away? Did they know what it means? Someone's heartbreak.